There is a discussion regarding the nature of the Torah Shebal Peh, whether the halacha is static or dynamic. Static case that everything shteitav hanart, everything is exactly the same as it was in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, and everybody's just saying over the dinim. Or dynamic, that things are happening and things are changing all the time. So the Gemara and the Midrashim have a lotion that originally there weren't so many Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes then. And the Hillel came up. Gemara and the Midrashim have a lotion that originally there weren't so many Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes then. And the Hillel came along and he added on some more Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes then. Then in the later generation they added on some more Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes then. So there was Professor Gratz, who wrote his work on the Jewish history. So he didn't believe in Torah Shebal Peh min Hashamayim. So he says, yeah, Hillel invented some of the Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Peh. In the later generation, they invented a couple of additional Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Peh. And the whole Torah Shebal Peh was an invention of the rabbis, and it wasn't Misinai. Safash Teitzach, this was not according to the Jewish tradition. So Rabbeinu Hirsch, who lived in Frankfurt, this Gratz had studied when he was younger, he studied in Rabbeinu Hirsch's school. So Rabbeinu Hirsch has a whole attack against him, has a whole volume, a whole book, attacking Gratz, and he says, Chas v'Shalom, it's not true. And everything was halacha l'Moshe Misinai, and every din that they developed in the later generations was known to Moshe Rabbeinu. What are the Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Peh? So he quotes a maimer from Yerushalmi that any halacha that doesn't have a Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Peh, if everything is a Kabbalah, everything is halacha l'moshe misinai, so what do you need all the Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Peh for? So he interprets a memory in the Yerushalmi that that's only to check to see whether you remember right or wrong. Maybe you're remembering wrong. If you really know that you have a good Zikaron, so you remember everything right, you don't need a Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Peh. But the Midrash is hard to check, so if you have any tradition that doesn't have a Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Peh is biyadua that you must have forgotten. You probably didn't get it straight. He claims everything was yadua. Everything, nothing was nischadish in the later generations. The Pashtus is that that's not the generally accepted opinion. The Rambam in the Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayos quotes such a view from the Goinim, that the Goinim understood the Midrash and Kipshutam, the Medrash in a few places. Rav Chaim Alojana quotes such a Medrash in many Makaris, where it says that Kol Mashe Talmud Vasek Osei L'Chadesh Nemol Ola Moshe Misina. Anything that a Talmud Vasek means a good Talmud. Some there are people who say Narishkeit means a good Talmud. It says a good Tishtikal Torah. Everything was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. So if everything was told to Moshe Rabbeinu, so how come there's so much Machloikis? The Talmud is full of machloikis. So the Goyim said, all the machloikis is due to shikcha, because they had simply forgotten what was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. So this is the position that Rabbeinu Hirsch has adopted. In order to disagree with Gratz, that Gratz says that they invented the whole Torah Shebal Peh, they invented Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Peh, so he goes, min akotza lakotza. He says, no, chalila, nothing was ever invented. Every single din was nemol ola Moshe Misina. So it happens that the Rambam quotes such a view from the Goyim. So what are the all the Yud Gim Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Peh? Everything is just an asmachta. You don't need any Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Peh. Everything was a Kabbalah Ishm Pish Ad Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Rambam is not happy with that opinion that the Rabbeinu Hirsch has adopted. He quotes some of the Goyim held like that, and he thinks that it's not correct. The Gemara tells you how you darshan Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Peh. The Gemara says, Zereshova Eidonim Doin Meyatzma Yom Ken Kitla Meirabi. Zereshova can't be done on your own. You have to have a Kabbalah. Kavachaymer Adam Don Meyatzma. So what about all the other Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Peh? There's so many other Midrash. What's aside from Kavachaymer Zereshova? So the Achrayim usually write that it's a Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos in the beginning of Lulav HaGozel. That Tosfos says that the only one of all the Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Peh that you have to have a Kabbalah for, that you can't say on your own, the only one is Xereshova, Eidon and Dome Yatzma. But all the other Midas, Klal Prat, and everything, there's so many more Midas over and above what's mentioned in the Brisa, Rabbi Shmuel, yeah. All the Midas you can be done on your own. And Rashi seems to disagree. That's what Achrayim say. And Rashi seems to disagree. Rashi says that all of the Midas are the same as Xereshova. The only Midi can be Dome Yatzma is the midah of Kal Vachomer. In all the midahs, you have to have a Kabbalah. Some of the later Achronim say that that's not really true. If you look in the Rashi, Rashi says that Aliba de Rabbi Yudah. The Mishnah has a machloikis. What's the din of Esreg Hayovish? Whether it's what's the din of Lulav Hayovish? An Esreg Hayovish, we assume, is probably no good because it says create Hadar. You need Hadar. And Yovish felt in Hadar. So the Shaila is, well, the Hadar only says by Esreg. What about Lulav? So it's all written in the same pasuk. One next to the other. That's called a hekish. So can you? So the chachamim say we darshan a hekish. So lulav ayavish is also pasul, just like an esrag ayavish is no good. So lulav ayavish is also no good. And Beauty says no, that lulav ayavish is good. The first, the Gemara had to have a minute to think that the machleg zavir and the rabbanon is whether you need hadar by lulav. By Esrik, for sure you need Hadar. That's what it says, creates Hadar. And the Machloikis HaTanaim is only by Lulav. Then the Gemara backs out from the Hopshan. So in the beginning, when the Gemara thought the Machloikis is whether Makshin on Lulav Le Esrik, do you make a Hekeshanat? So Rashi writes at that, in that Havamina, at that stage, in the first daf, the second daf in Lulav HaGozel, that that's the Machloikis HaBiyur and the Rabbanah. The Rabbanah holds, you cannot be done any midah. You cannot be done a hekesh by yourself. Elam ken kibla me rabbi. The only thing you can be done by yourself is a kal vachomer. And the chachamim disagreed. So Rashi didn't say halacha lemaisa like that. That all the midahs ain't on them done the atzmai and ken kibla me rabbi except for kal vachomer. Rashi says that that's where Abuda. Rashi interprets that's where Abuda held. And the chachamim disagree. And the chachamim held you can be done everything on your own except for gzera shovah. So that's what the later Achronim point out, that the Chidor and the Yad Malach, they all point out that these earlier Achronim misunderstood the Rashi. Rashi never said, in fact, Rashi only said that Alibi Rabbi Yudah, Alibi Rabbanan never said it, and Rashi only said Alibi Rabbi Yudah, that's the Havamin of the Gemara, then the Gemara rejects it. The Gemara says Rabbi Yudah holds that even an Esreg Ayavish is good. Not only Lulav Ayavish is good, because Le Makshin and Lulav the Esreg. It's not an issue of Hekish. Even Esrag Yavish is also good. The Gemara quotes a Beferish Ebrai. So Rabbi Yudah and Chacham disagree. But Esrag Yavish, not only on Lulav Yavish. So the Pashtus is what they quoted from Rashi. The Achronim, the early Achronim quoted from Rashi is not Emes. The Pashtus, Rashi and Tesis hold the same as the Rambam. That all the Midas Adam Don Me'atzmai. You don't have to have a Kabbalah. In a later generation, a Chacham Shehigia Lo Hayroa, someone who knows how to be done, the Midah Shatar and the Dreshes. Man, we live in a generation, we don't know how to use any of these. The Amoraim already didn't know. The Amoraim didn't know how to be done, Midah Shatar and the Dreshes. Man, they used to be done, Svara, Mamatzinu, these kind of things, Apostik, a different kind of Dreshes. But the Klal of Prat, the Klal, this you never have. And all of Kochim, everything in Seder Kochim, in the Gemara, in the Mishnais, they never tell you what the Makaris are. They just tell you the Dinim. They hardly ever tell you. Once in a while, the Gemara tells you the Makar and the Chumash, what the meat is. Usually, the Gemara doesn't tell you. So Taisus often tries to guess. Where did the Tanoim get this Din from? Where did the Amoraim get this Din? So very often, the Achreinim and
the...
Okay. The Amoraim are trying to figure out what the Tanaim said. Yeah, yeah, a little bit, but not too much. The Amoraim don't use it so much. And very often, Tosfos, on all the Masechtos of Kochim, Zvachim, and Menachos, all the other Masechtos, a lot of times Tosfos will ask, where did the Mishnah get this from? So Tosfos tries to reconstruct, there must be a Klal HaPrat, a Yalfusa here, there. So very, very often, the Achrayim point out that it's just not correct. If you look in the Torah's Kohanim, it doesn't say like Tosfos. Tosfos didn't have a Torah's Kohanim. So they're trying to guess where the Drasha is. So we live in a generation, we don't know how to use these Midah Shatar and the Drasha's. The Ramchal points out in one of his Mamorim that there's a Medrash in Shir Ashirim Rabbah where one of the Amorim tells the other, don't you know that the way you darshan Shir Ashirim has to be like this? We have a Kabbalah, Midah Shatar and the Drasha's. Say, saying, never heard of it. He points out already in the days of the Tanoim, many of the Midas, Shatar and the Drashas Pem, had already been lost. The days of the Amoraim, more of them were lost. And in our generation, we don't know Bichlal, how to darshan these Midas, Shatar and the Drashas Pem. But in the earlier generations, when they knew how to be done, so what does it mean? It doesn't mean that they had to have a Kabbalah, Ishmi Pi Ishad Moshe Rabbeinu for the Din, and the Drasha, and the Midas, Shatar and the Drashas Pem is just to check to make sure that your Kabbalah is not correct. That the Rabbina Hirsch has adopted that strange position from the Goyim. We usually assume like the Rambam that it's not so. Usually it's not like the Rambam, that that in every generation the Chacham do have the ability to darshan on their own.
Except
Zereshav, you have to have Ellen King Kiblami Rabba. Yeah, but even there in Zereshav also, the Gemara talks about, is it a Zereshav a Mufnim Mitzarechot, is it Mufnim Mishneitzdadim, is the word Miyuter in both Psukim, or is it only Miyuter in one Pasuk and the other Pasuk is not Miyuter? So the Gemara says if it's Zereshav a Mufnim Mishneitzdadim, it's stronger than it's, if it's only Mufnim Mitzarechot. So sometimes Lemeidim or Mishivim, sometimes not. So the Gemara works. There's negotiations even in Zereshava. You can still have a machlekes even within Zereshava. So Taisus and all the Rishonim asked that kash in the end of Bab Metzia. He said in the Gemara that I'm done Zereshava, I'm ken kibla me rabbi. You can't be done Zereshava on your own. But you see from the Gemara that there's what to negotiate even in Zereshavas. Is that going to be either they had a Kabbalah or they didn't have a Kabbalah? So Taisus and the other Rishonim give to it, and they want to say even Zereshava Adam done. You can even be done exereshava, just a little less than the others. Taisvis, I think, they quote the Rabbi, and Tam says that they had a misper exereshavas. That a tradition, you have a right to be done achreis 185 exereshavas. Which 185? Whichever ones you want. But you have a right to be darshan up until 185. And other Rishonim say, no, they had a Kabbalah, not the number, the misper exereshavas had a Kabbalah, which words? Tachas, Nesina, Yishala, and Kesef. Which words? Yeah. So then you say you have a right to darshan this gzereshava wherever you want. So look through the whole chumash and pick a good place. You can darshan tachas as many times as you want. You don't have to darshan every time it says tachas. You can darshan as many times as it says tachas. So there is room to negotiate even within gzereshava. So the pashta says that rov harishonim hold like the Rambam, that there is what to negotiate. It's not that all the halachas were given originally. So this is the problem. The Rabbeinu Hirsch goes with this shita from the Goyim that everything stayed the same, nothing ever changed, the halacha was never developed. Over the generations there was no development of halacha, and they were just, and every machlokes in the Gemara is based on forgetfulness. They simply forgot what the tradition was in the earlier generations. Sounds like they forgot 99% of the Torah. So what did they remember? They forgot so many things. That's what the Rambam writes in this Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayos. He says, how can the Goyim say such a thing? It's an embarrassment to the Jewish people to say that every machlokes is based on shikcha. I mean, that they forgot everything. He says, chas v'chalila, they didn't forget. The Gemara says, but me'ev l'shal Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. It was such a shock, so they forgot thousands of halachas. And then throughout all the generations, they kept on forgetting everything. And every machlokes is based on shikcha. So the Rambam thinks that it's not correct. He thinks that over the generations they used to develop the halachas, they used to add on to the halachas.
Apply it to new situations.
Yeah, to apply an old halacha to new situations. Okay. So that's partially like that. But even to develop new halachas, they could develop new. If you understand well how to use Yud Gamavira Shatar and Adreshes Pem, then you can darshan new halachas. So this is the problem. The Rambam writes one of the Yud Gimel Ikori Hamuna. He writes, that the Dina HaTorah are never changed. And this is the main difference between the Orthodox and the Conservative. The others don't even believe in Termin HaShamayim. Some of them don't believe in the Metzias HaBorei. They don't believe in the existence of God. But we're talking, let's say, the Conservatives. The Conservatives, some of them do believe in Termin HaShamayim, but they believe you can change. So the Rambam says one of the Ikori Hamun is HaTorah Lo Simoch Levis. We believe the laws of the Torah cannot change. Why such an insistence that the Dina HaTorah don't change? So the Rav Soloveitchik explained in the name of the, he said, whatever dispute there were between the Baal HaTanya and Rav Chaim Balozhin and the Nefesh HaChayim, they had a dakas tikka machlokes about what's Tzimtzum and what's Kav, and one aspect of Kabbalah and Tzimtzum. But 99% of everything else they say the same. So one of the issues that they say exactly the same is on this issue. Why the insistence? So they both give the same hesber that we believe that the Torah is a collection of dinim, but it's not only a collection of dinim. The whole Torah, Michlolusa, from the beginning to the end, is a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not, Rav Chaim Volozhin says, it's not a real good description Chaim Elojana quotes, the Kuzari has such a lashon. Other Rishonim have ili yidaiti v'hayisid. If I would really understand the essence of Elokus, I would be the Rabban Shalom. The only one who really understands Rabban Shalom is he himself. So the Torah is a mashal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then he says, not even a mashal. A mashal he wouldn't understand either. It's a mashal of a mashal of a mashal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's taka mashal. That's the pasuk in Sefer Shmuel that says, Kashayama ha-mashal ha-kadmoni, ne-rishoyim yetzei resha. So where is that? Who is the mashal ha-kadmoni? Who is this Confucius? So the Rashi Achumish and Parshas Mishpatim quotes the Medrash that the mashal ha-kadmoni is the Torah. And the pasuk where it says this, ne-rishoyim yetzei resha, is where the key mina liyadai by golus by ori miklot by the key mina liyadai akadosh baruch hu megaglem choy v'ayidei chayim. So that's what it means. Merishoyim yetei resha megaglem choy v'ayidei chayim. Min hashamayim they'll see to it that if they want some dirty work to be done, they want someone to do puranas, someone should punish someone else. So min hashamayim they'll see to it that the rishoyim should do the dirty work. And why is the chumash called mashal akamayni? The Rashi quotes from the Medrash that the Torah is a mashal, mishal l'shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu shehu kadmon l'shal olam. So what it means, it's mishal l'shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Chofetz Chaim writes in his Sefer Shem Olam, it does mean it's a mashal by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is by? It's authored by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, it's a mashal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, like a photograph. Even though I've never seen the person, but if I, he says, I've never seen the king, but if I saw his photograph in the newspaper, I know what he looks like. So if I'm walking in the capital city of the country and I bump into this man who looks like the photograph, I can identify that's probably the king. So here also he says the Torah is a mashal, mashal shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mashal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a description, in addition to being a collection of dinim, there are those that don't believe that the Torah is a collection of dinim. Everything is just a mashal. Everything is just a mashal. Everything is just a metaphor. No. So that's the Rashba has in his tshuvas. He's complaining about those who were studying too much Maran Nebuchim, too much philosophy, so they misled them to believe that everything is a metaphor, and Avraham and Yitzchak and Yankov weren't real people. Everything is just a mashal. Everything is just a melitza. So the Rashba says that that's not correct. We have a tradition that Avraham, Yitzchak and Yankov were real people, and Moshe Rabbeinu really existed, and Har Sinai really existed, Sheba and Mitzrayim really existed. These were real things. So the dinim in the Torah are real dinim. They're actually dinim. We have to observe Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpacha. But in addition to being a collection of dinim, it's also a description of Elokus. From the beginning to the end, it's a description of Elokus. And that's what the Ramban writes in the Hagdomet, in his Hagdomet, his Pirush HaChumash. He has a lashon that kol ha-terukul ha-shmoysav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does mean shem? I say this is a tape recorder, this is a cup, and this is a pair of glasses, and this is a table. When you say the shame, so you're describing it. Let's say if a person is not here, and I say there's a tape recorder on the table, and there's a pair of glasses, and there's a cup of tea, so he gets the picture of what's happening over here. So the Ramban writes in his Hagdomet, his Pirush HaChumash, that we have from the Kabbalah sources, Kol HaTorah the Shmos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the entire Torah is a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Marshur writes that we have this in the Gemara, this idea that the Ramban quotes from the Kabbalah sources, Kol HaTorah the Shmos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says it's a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara says, how do we know that you have to recite Brichas HaTorah before you learn? So one of the sources the Gemara quotes is, Kishem Hashem Ekra Havagodol Alakenu. When I'm about to pronounce Shem Hashem, one pshat is Kishem Hashem Ekra. When I pronounce the Shem Hashem, everyone screams, Baruch Shem Kvar Malchus Aliyah Levoid, and they bow down. That's a different pshat. But the Gemara says, Kishem Hashem Ekra. When I'm about to pronounce Shem Hashem, Havagodol Alakenu, you should recite Brichas HaTorah. So this is Nicha if you're saying a pasuk that has Shem Hashem. What if you're saying a pasuk that doesn't have any Shem Hashem? So how do you see that you have to recite Brichas HaTorah just because you're saying a pasuk? Let's say you learn Ksubis, and Yeshiva will learn Ksubis. No Shem Hashem. Oynis and Mefata Motzi Shemra. You can learn the whole Eilun Naris. No Shem Hashem. You go on Dafim and Dafim Dafim. So you don't have to say Brichas HaTorah. So that's what the Marsha says. No, Kol HaTorah Kudosh, Moshe Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see, the Gemara is assuming like that Ramban. Not just the Kabbalah source. It means that the Torah is a description of Elokus. So that's what they both write. The Baal HaTanya and Rav Chaim Volozhiner, they both write, since Kol HaTorah Kulo is a description of Elokus, it's Chochmasa Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lulu Chochmasa Echod, it's really a description of Elokus. And the Navi Malachi says, Ani Hashem Lo Shanisi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change, only the Nivroim are subject to Shinoi, and the Bari Olam, he himself doesn't change. So how can you say that the Torah can be changed? It's impossible. The laws of the Torah are a description of Elokus. If you misrepresent, if a person will misrepresent the Lord, that's already Yamshon Shlomo writes in Bava Kamma that they quote in Yeridei and Simen Kuf Nun Zayin, the Simen about Yehorg Val Yavar. Let's say someone comes to me and he wants to know what is the Din HaTorah. The Gemara says the Roman government sent representatives to the Tanoim to learn Kol HaTorah Kula, and they learned everything. Then they said they're very impressed, a nice religion, but they had a couple of dinim. They had three dinim that were discriminatory against the Ummah Soilom, and they're not happy about them. Why Shor Shal Yisol, Shonogach Shor Shalakum, Ben Tam Bei Mu'ud is Potter, and Fakir Shor Shalakum, Shonogach Shor Shal Yisol, Ben Tam Bei Mu'ud, Mishalom Nezik Sholom. Why the discrimination? And why you're not allowed to deliver a baby by the Nochim on Shabbos and by the Yidin? You are allowed to. There's Nochadin, three dinim, they were unhappy. Why we discriminate against Ummah Soilom? But they promised the Rabbanim that they're not going to master to the government in Rome because they were impressed with the rest of the Torah. It's a very reasonable Torah. Then the Medrash continues to tell the rest of the story that the Rabbanim Shalom didn't trust them, that they promised they're not going to master. So the Rabbanim Shalom caused them to forget the three dinim that they were unhappy with. So by the time they came back to Rome, so they had forgotten that there was any discrimination in the Torah, and they gave a report that it's a nice religion, they shouldn't shepherd. They shouldn't shepherd the Jewish religion. So the Marshal has the Kasha and the Yamsha Shlomo and that Gemara, the Tanoim must have been idiots. They didn't realize there was nothing written down. They can make a pogrom, they'll kill everybody. So why were they so stupid to tell them the dinim when they ask you what's a din? So tell them we treat all human beings equally. They didn't realize that it could be a sakana, it was a nes min hashamayim that they caused them to forget. And when he came back to Rome, they didn't remember any discriminatory Torah. And then he stamped the abochim aloyin and the yeshivas all their lives, and they never came across these mishnayos. So how could it be that the government sent two nochim at goyish kept? And if they didn't stay for years and years, they didn't stay for 5 years, they stayed a month, whatever, a short period of time. And they already figured out, they already heard all the dinim with the discriminatory dinim and everything. So the Marshal says he thinks that what happened was they must have come with a list of 100 questions. Rabbi, what the, and all the questions were pointed questions on issues of discrimination. Does the Jewish law discriminate against the non-Jews for Pikuach Nefesh? Do you discriminate against the non-Jews in Nizikin, in Havor, in Mekah HaMemka? They ask specific questions. So he says, no, says still. Why did they tell him the truth? They should have told him a lie. It's not Pikuach Nefesh, it's Deicha Kala Torkul. You're not allowed to tell a lie. Mutar l'shanes mifnei daki shalom. Stach mamish bikuach nefesh. So he says mutar to tell a lie, a mitzvah to tell a lie mishum daki shalom. That's one thing. But to misrepresent the halacha, that's the equivalent of avodah zara, and that's yehorg val yavar. And Achrayim quoted in the Simen Kuf Nun Zayin, the Simen about yehorg val yavar. Why? So they explain because the Torah is a description of Elokus, and if you're giving a different din, so you're describing a different God. Basically, you're describing a different religion.
Teaching
this as a biblical narrative, a Baba Meister, and is raising whole generations of people who don't believe in Torah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a very big problem.
Right. Mm-hmm. Terrible problem. So this is the problem. On the one hand, we have a tradition, Kol HaTorah Kula is a description of Elokus, and that's why we have an Ikar Amunah Shezos HaTorah Lo Simuch Lefes. Because the Novi Malachi says on the Hashem Lo Shanisi, the essence of the Baruch Shalom doesn't change. So the description of Elokut doesn't change either. But that's an Iker. And then on the other hand, we say that there was much development of the Torah in all the generations. We say that there's a lot of... Torah is extremely dynamic. It's very dynamic in many areas. Number one, in every generation, the Chachamim make Zeris the Rabban. And even in our generations. And even in our generation, every rabbi in his community sees what they need in his community, what they need, what they don't need, and he makes a gzera de rabbanon for his community. So the dinim de rabbanon also become a chelik of the Torah. It's not just that the dinim de rabbanon is separate. Absolovechik said that he wasn't happy. There's a Ramua in Yeridei and Hilchos Talmud Torah quotes a Hagoyes Maimini that the Gemara has a din mani bechinam afata mechinam. You're not allowed to charge for teaching Torah. So the Ramua quotes Hagoyes Maimini. That's only if you're teaching dinim de rais. If you're going to give a shir on Hilchos Chanukah, Hilchos Purim, a dinim de rabbanon, that's okay. To give a shiran dinim deraisi, not allowed to charge money. To give a shiran dinim derabban, you are allowed. So Rav Shereichik thought that was very difficult. It's based on the Gemara. The Ramah is based on the Gemara in the Dorim about Trop. Why is it that the Malamdim who taught the children Chumash are permitted to charge a salary for the parents, and those who teach Gemara, Torah Shabbat Peh, are not allowed to charge any salary? So the Gemara gives two suggestions why. So one suggestion the Gemara gives is that the Malamnim teach the little children are charging money because of Schar Shimur, because they're babysitting. They're little children, have to keep them out of trouble.
Yeah.
So they charge for the babysitting, and the Torah they teach for nothing. And the other time, the other explanation the Gemara gives, not because of Schar Shimur, but rather when they used to teach Tanakh, they used to teach it with the trup. And the trup is only the Rabbonim. So there's only an issue that takes salary if you're teaching the Reis, if you're teaching trup, which is only the Rabbonim, that you may charge salary for. And the other opinion says, no, it's not true. Trup is the Reis. Trup is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So it must be that they're charging for the Schar Shimur, for the babysitting, and not for the trup. So that's what Agos is maimini, this in the Dharma around Daf Lamed Ches, Lamed Zayin, Lamed Ches. The Machlek is what the trup is the Reis, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, trup is the Rabbonim. So that's what Agos Maimini got it from that Gemara. You see from the Gemara that if Trup is the Rabban and you're permitted to charge salary, so who had the Nami, if you give a Shira and Dinam the Rabban. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that it's not the same. If Trup is the Rabban, it means on the level of the Raisa, Bichlal, there's no such thing as a Nigan. See, teaching a Nigan, you're not allowed to charge money. The Nigan doesn't become a Chelik of Torah Shabbateh. But if you have Dinam the Raisa and Dinam the Rabban, so all the Dinam the Rabban called the Tikkun Rabban and came the Raisa Dikkun. It becomes a chelak of the Torah Shabbat Peh on the level of the Raisa. So then if you're teaching Dinim the Rabbanan, you're not allowed to get paid because you're teaching Torah. That's what he said. He spent many, many years learning brachas, I think 11 years or so, learning brachas in Maria. So then on one occasion, then he learned Megillah after that. So he said, you mean to say that on the level of the Raisa, all this was bitul Torah? Because we're just learning Dinim the Rabbanan. Most of the brachas are the Rabbanan. Megillah is kemat to all the Rabbanan. On the level of the Raisa, this was all Bittul Torah, is only Talmud Torah on the level of the Rabban. So we should learn Kachim. Most of it is the Raisa.
Isn't there a Svaram that Sami has written his Torah on purpose, you have to learn by himself, and therefore if he has to teach it for him, therefore you should get paid because you can find it for yourself. So the Torah should not pay, which you could not do by himself. Only I can do it, therefore I shouldn't do it.
That's what Rabbeinu Hirsch writes in his commentary on Chumash. Yeah. But that's not what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara gives a different. He says that in the Rambam. He wants to say in the Rambam. The Rambam sounds like he distinguishes between Torah Shebichtav. You may charge for Torah Shebichtav, you may not charge for it. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says you can't charge for Torah Shebichtav either. The reason why they charge is a Zaitigatam, either because of the babysitting element or because of the trap element. And the Rabbeinu Hirsch in his commentary on Chumash is explaining the Rambam Shita. He seems to distinguish between Torah Shebichtav Gufa, so he gives that svar. If there's an element of babysitting, usually Torah Shabbat Peh, you only teach the older children. Yeah, so there's no issue of babysitting. Yeah. So the Torah is, the halacha is very dynamic, and every generation they're introducing Dinim Derabbanan. And we shouldn't think, as Rav Soloveitchik said, you shouldn't think that the Dinim Derabbanan just remain on the level of Derabbanan. The Chavis Agavah to observe it is only Derabbanan. That's why we say Sveika Derabbanan Lekula. But once they institute the Din Derabbanan, and it's patterned after Dinim Derais, it's called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Kein Derais, it's Tikkun. So then it becomes, he thought, becomes a chelik, an etzem chelik, an integral chelik of the Torah Shebaal Peh on the level of Derais. And he thought that it's not Bittul Torah on the level of Derais, it's only Talmud Torah Med Derabbanan. He thought that it's Talmud Torah Med Derais, becomes a chelik of Torah. And he thought that the Ramo was a Shverer Ramo, that he quotes this, Hagos Maimon, that you're permitted to charge money for teaching Dinim Derabban. He thought that it shouldn't be so. He thought that it becomes a chelik of the Torah about that. So you're not allowed to charge money even for teaching Dinim Derabban. So Dinim Derabban is certainly being added on in every generation. But then more than that, you see, in every generation the Chachamim were mechadesh. They had to use the Midrash HaTorah and Drash Hashem, and every generation they would come up with new dinim. Like the Rambam wrote in the Hakdama to the Pirush HaMishnayis, that the Machloikis and in all the things, these were when a new Shaila came up, so they would investigate, they would discuss it, and there would sometimes be a Machloikis. They wouldn't have a Machloikis and a Din that was already Oizkip Paskin in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. If they would have a Lochel Moshe Messina, what Shaykh to have a Machloikis? That's what the Rambam writes. He says there never was a Machloikis in a Lochel Moshe Messina. The Chavis Yerachaps, the Ramam here and there, there are a couple of Gemaras where there seems to be a Machloikis and a Halacha Moshe Messinai. They Taka did forget once in a while. It sounds like they did forget a Halacha Moshe Messinai. So the Rambam, some of the Gemaras said yes, the Rambam holds that they're not Halachas L'Moshe Messinai, but the Rambam holds in abstract, in theory, in principle, It's not Shachtava Machlekes on Halacha Moshe Messina. What do you mean? They forgot the Halacha Moshe Messina. He says the Machlekes came up when there was a new issue that they debated. So then you have a right to be done with the Midrash HaTorah and the Yashis Pem, and then these Chachamim held Yidarshan like this, and those Chachamim held Yidarshan like that. So there was, in every generation, there were Mechadish additional Halachas. And these, there's a Rashi in Koheles. Rashi quotes from the Medrash on the Pasuk in Koheles, the beginning, the opening, one of the opening Psukim. It says, Ein Ko Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh. So we usually translate in English, there's nothing new under the sun. The literal translation, nothing new under the sun. So Rashi writes in the Pirush, he quotes from the Medrash that it doesn't mean that. That the Shemesh means the Torah, because Olam Hazeh is very dark. Olam Hazeh is Doim El HaLayla. Like we say in Baruch HaNafshi, Toshis Choshech Vihi Loi Lezeh Olam Hazeh She Doim El HaLayla. It's very dark, means it's Hesev, Finster, and you can't tell whether, you can't tell right from wrong. It's hard to tell what's a mitzvah, what's an avera. These people hold the Medina's an avera, and they hold that it's a mitzvah, and the Yidden are fighting with each other, all the Rabbanim. There's so many different things, it's hard to tell. So the Rabbanu Shalom gave us, he gave us the Torah to give an illumination. So we refer to the Torah as the Shemesh. The Shemesh gives illumination, so it shouldn't be any longer Toshis Choshes Vihi Loi Lezeh Olam Hazeh. It shouldn't be so finster. We should be able to figure out what's right and what's wrong. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash, Ein Kol Chodosh Tachas HaShemesh. If you any area outside of Torah, there's no Chidushin. Everything is static. Torah is always Chidushim. Torah is always Chidushim in every generation. So they have in the biography of the Chazon Ish and the Peir Hador that someone once asked him, Stachfakir. There are Chidushim in everything else except for Torah. Science. Here in Torah, every year we take a Gemara Shabbos, the exact same text, the Mishnah, the Zalba Daf, the Zalba Taisus, and everything. You give a little twist differently this year, next year, whatever, but basically you start the exact same thing. Everybody starts from the same Pesukim, the same Tarach, the same Mishnah, the same Gemaras. You don't come up with any Chidushim. You know, a little bit of Chirush here and there. In science, they come up with new discoveries that they never had before. And based on the discoveries, they make inventions. They have airplanes, and they have
computers
and everything, and fax machines, everything, mamish. So how can you have such a Chazal that says that outside of the Olam of Torah, there are no Chidushim, only in Torah there's Chidushim? It's not Pun Fakir. There are no Chidushim in Torah. The Torah always stays the same. So the Chazon Ish said that he doesn't think that it's true. He said that in physics, in chemistry, and in biology, everything was created in Sheish Yismei Bereishis with all the Chukei HaTeva, except that we never discovered it. So it's taking us centuries and thousands of years, millennia, to discover everything. Once you discover all the rules, these rules were always working from Sheish Yismei Bereishis. Nothing changed. There's no Chiddush. This is just discoveries, and all the inventions are just based on discoveries. You could have made the fax machine, you could have made the computer in Sheish Yismei Bereishis. There's nothing new now. It took us 6,000 years to discover what were the principles of physics and chemistry and biology and medicine and everything. So Mimele, we're applying all those principles from the Sheish Yismei Bereishis. But in Torah, he says, it's not true. The Chachamim in every generation have the right, have the ability to use the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSpam to come up with Chidush HaTorah. Chidush HaTorah means Yesh Me'ayin. Until now the din was not so, or Mikana Lahabo the din is like this. That's how he says. The Chidor has such a discussion. The Chidor wrote many Svarmas, 75 Svarmas or something. So he has small Svarmas. So he has a commentary on Megillas Ruth that's called Simcha Saregel. So he discusses the din that was Nischadish on Ruth HaMoaviyah married Boaz. And David HaMelech was a descendant of that marriage. So when they were discussing whether David HaMelech is permitted to serve as the Melech, so they discussed, what do you mean permitted to serve as Melech? He's also love of the Kohol. He's from the Psula Kohol, because a descendant from a Moaviyah. So it's from the Psula Havlad Halach Acharapogam. He knows the mother. So if you have a marriage and one has a Psula and one doesn't, one is a Mamz and one is not. One is the Zainumis and one is not. So the Vlad has the Psula from both of the parents. So the Gemara says, no, the din is that Mayavi v'loi Mayavis. So there's a machlekes in Rishonim, what's the nature of this drasha? Mayavi v'loi Mayavis, Amani v'loi Amonis. Some Rishonim say this is a halacha l'moshe Mi Sinai. It's not a drasha that was developed by the Chachamim in a later generation. And other Rishonim disagree with Eresh. They say, no, there was no halacha on Moshe Mitzrayim. This was a drasha that the Chachamim developed in a later generation. Beis Din Shel Shmuel, the Gemara said. Yeah. But it's not that Shmuel had a tradition from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu that it's halacha on Moshe Mitzrayim. He darshan it did. So that's what the Chidoa quotes in Machlokes Achronim on the assumption that it was a drasha that they were mechadesh. The Shmuel Anavi was mechadesh. Beis Din Shel Shmuel was mechadesh. So he quotes a machlokes achronim. When you're mechat, let's say a bezdin in a later generation makes a takana de rabbanon. So the takana de rabbanon only applies mikar al habo. It doesn't go ex post facto. That's what the Rosh has in the first perek in Chulin. He says, let's say they had gvina sakum around the house. At the time, the gvina sakum was mutna. And then the bezdin makes a gzeri. You're not allowed to eat gvina sakum. So the people had gvina sakum at home. Is also. So he says, no, only that gvina sakum that was manufactured mikar al habo. They can't make treif, or I already have a package of gvina sakum done under supervision. It says that it's kosher. The Rav already said that it's kosher. So how can you tell me now that it's treif? So the Rosh writes like that. If there's a gzera de rabbanon, so gzera de rabbanon only chal mikan al habo. It's not chal retroactively, and it's not chal on what you have in the house, but there was already cholav akum, gvina sakum, whatever, bishul akum. If you have some food in the refrigerator, and the bezna makes the gzera now, stam yenem, bishul akum, so whatever you have now is mutter. Mikana lahabot they'll make stam yenim. That'll be awesome. But whatever was made before they made the gzeira is mutter. The gzeira the rabban is not chal ex post facto. It's mikana lahabot. So the chido and the sefer Simchas Aregel on Megillas Rus quotes a machlokes achronim. What about a din deraisa that the bezdin's mechadish in a later generation? But they're saying a din deraisa. So he quotes some achronim say a din deraisa means that was always the din from the days of Maimon HaSinai. And the other achronim say no, the din deraisa is only chal mikana lahabot. Just like a dinder rabbanon, just like a dinder rabbanon. That's how the Chazon Ish sounds like he said when he explained the pshat in that medrash that Rashi quotes. Ein kol chodesh tachas hashemesh. Anything other than Torah, there's no chiddush in the world of science, but there are chiddushim in Torah. So he said, in the world of science, you just have discoveries. They're discovering what was always there, and they're making inventions. Yeah, based on all the discoveries, they could have made these inventions if they would have known everything in Sheis and Mebereshis. So there's nothing new. Everything was always there from Sheshes Mei Bereshis. But in the world of learning Torah, there's literally chidushim that the din was not so until now. And when the bezin is mechadish the din, so mikana lahabod, the din is like that. That's how he seems to be assuming, like that day in the Achrayim. Yeah, that's what he seems to be assuming. Yeah. No, the problem with...
We say the food was always there, just that the din was there all the time.
No, that's a question whether Prusbul is a din deraisa or a din derabbana. Most Rishonim assume that Prusbul is a takana derabbana. It's not a din deraisa. Tosis in Hasholech, Tosis in Gitma, we learn Gitma. Tosis in Gitma has a very mechudish dike way to learn the Gemara, that Prusbul is mamish a din deraisa, it was always like that. So what was the Gemara's kasha? Who gave Hillel the right? Who gave him the right? It was a din deraisa. So Tosfos says, who gave him the right to be mefarsim the din, the kula deraisa? The rabbanim are not chuchiv to tell the balabatim all the kulas. The balabatim fashtein alei the kulas. The rabbanim have to tell the balabatim a couple of chumras. You don't have to do mitzvah. So who gave Hillel the right to tell the secret that there's a kula over here? So the Gemara says, because he saw they're doing an aveira, so he figured that, so he felt. He felt he'd better tell them this kula to have them avoid violation of the aver. So that's a chiddush what Tosfos writes in Gitman Perek HaShaleach. Most of the Rishonim write that Prusbul is a takana derabbanan. But the problem with the conservatives is the Gemara says you can't. The Gemara assumes you cannot have a din derabbanan that allows you to violate a din deraisa dekum v'yaseh. See, the conservatives are just like Hillel allowed the people to violate an isa deraisa of lo yigos. It says in the Torah you're not allowed to ask for the money, so Hillel allows you to violate an aver. So we can allow a woman to remarry without a get, and we can permit the balabatim to drive to the synagogue and to violate all the dini hatur. So that's what the Gemara says. The conservatives have such covet for the rabbanim. They think the rabbanim are powerful like the Rabban Shlomo himself. That's how the guys of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mikayim. The Rabban Shlomo made a din deraisa, and the Chachamim have the power to overrule the din deraisa. And the Gemara says, we have less respect for the Rabbanim. that the Rabbanim do not have the power to be Yoikadav and Atar B'kum V'yaseh. They can be Yoikadav and Atar B'shei V'yaltaseh. They can tell you, we don't allow you to blow Shofar. We don't allow you to shake a lula, but they can't tell you, we permit you to violate Lo Sino. We permit you to violate... That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara works on that kasha. So that's what the conservatives have ignored the whole Gemara. They say, you see from the story of Hillel with the Prizbul, that Yesh Karach Biyad Chachamim Lakadov and Atar B'kum V'yaseh. The rabbis have the authority if it's necessary, if the times require it. So the rabbis have the authority to allow the Balabatim to violate biblical prohibitions B'kum V'yaseh. So we are the rabbis and we can allow our Balabatim to violate Averes B'kum V'yaseh. And the Gemara says that it's not true. The Gemara gives two explanations. So how does Prizbul work? So the Gemara says either Prizbul works because Hefker Bezen Hefker. So Hefker Bezen Hefker, so nothing is B'kum V'yaseh. If they said they're Machker the Mammon, so there's no Yisrael Lo Sigzo. Or it works because the whole din of Shemitah Bizman is as only the Rabbanon. So hey Mammer, hey Mammer. So then there's no problem. Then Afkemina will be Lossi Lava. When Shemitah will revert back to become their Isa, will Prizbul still work? Or not, so that's a machlekes bottom line. The Rambam and the Ravid, which opinion in the Gemara should be accepted? Because the Gemara has two lashonis, Abai v'Rava, where the Prizbul only works bisman that Shemitah is only the Rabbanon, and the Prizbul is going to even work when it's the Raisa, because it's based on Hefke Bez and Hefke. So this is our tradition, that the Chachamim in every generation they do, the Torah is very dynamic, and the later generations the Chachamim are mechadesh dinim. Not like the Rabbeinu Hirsch wrote. The Pashtus is certainly not like Rihud, not like the way the Goyinim, the Rambam quoted the Goyinim, and that's Rabbeinu Hirsch adapted that. Everything stays the same. No one ever developed any new din. How can it be? That's the ABC of Halacha. Let's see, look in the Netziv. The Netziv has a, he wrote a commentary when he was a teenager. He wrote a commentary on the Shiltas. It's interesting. The Orach HaShulchan was the brother-in-law of the Netziv. The Orach HaShulchan married the sister of the Netziv. He also wrote a commentary on the Shiltas. His is not so famous. And the Netziv's is very famous. It was interesting, they both had a contemporary, they had a nightfall to write commentaries on the Shiltas. His second wife, yeah. That was his niece. He married his niece, yeah. So the Netziv has, originally when it was put out in Europe, so he put out the first volume of the Shiltas on Bereshis and Shmos, and he had Akdama. The Hagdama is about the development. The Hagdama has really nothing to do with his commentary on the Shiltas, nothing to do with the Shiltas, very little to do with the Shiltas. It's an introduction to all of Torah about that. And then when he put out the second volume of Vayikra, so he continued the second chelik of the Hagdama. Then when he put out Bamidbar and Dvarim, the third volume of his commentary on the Shiltas, so he continued the third part of the Hagdama. Now in Eretz Yisrael, when the Mosad Rav Kook reprints it, so they printed all the three Hagdamas in front of the first volume. So it looks very modern. What did he write three Hagdamas to one Sefer? And each one is a Hemshech from the other. The answer is, it was printed in installments. The first Hagdama was printed in the beginning of the first volume. Second Hagdama was originally printed in the beginning of the second volume. The third Hagdama was printed in the beginning of the third volume. When they reprinted it, so they put it all together. So it's printed there in tiny letters, and they have no Mar Mekaymus. It just quotes all the Bekiyas and all the Toseftas and the Yerushalmis and the Midrashim. So here, there's someone, one of his descendants, reprinted it. It takes over here. This is half of the Sefer. The first 72 pages is just the three Hagdamas to the Shiltas. And he gives you, on the footnotes, he gives you all the Mar Mekaymus. Where are these Midrashim? And where are these Yerushalmis that he keeps on quoting? He was such a bucky. So in his... and his Hakdama, this is the way he starts off. He says, of course the Torah was developing from generation to generation. And the later generations were building on what they had developed in the earlier generations. And the later generations built on the building. Everyone was building on what the one said before. How can you imagine that there was no development of halacha? Of course there was. In every generation, they're developing the halacha. Zapella. How can the Goyim have said such a thing? How can Abina Hirsch have adopted such a strange position? The Pashtus is that there certainly was. And many Achrenim hold, like the Chazon Ish said, and like the Chidor quoted the opinion of many Achrenim, when the Beis Din in the later generation is Mechadesh, Adin Deraisa, it's only Noi Mikan Al Habo. It's Taka Chidush. Chidush means Mikan Al Habo. It's not a discovery that they've discovered what the Din always was. It's not a discovery. It's an invention. An invention, Mamash Yesh Meyayin. Not that they're applying an old din. Mamish, they invented a new din deraisa, and it's only noid.
How could
it
be
moistened on
the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu 613 years?
They're not moistened on the 613 years.
Adding on a new so what Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do.
Oh, so what does it mean? Kol Masha Talmud Vos, because of Lechadish, Namad Ola Moshe Misinai, everything was told to Moshe Rabbeinu, so Chastire. But the answer is no. Everything was told to Moshe, it was included in what was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was told the Midas, the Klolim. And then he said, you have to apply the klolim. That's the Pashup Shat in the Medrash, and the Gemara Menachos tells the Medrash that Kishola Moshe Lamorim, and Moshe Rabbeinu was in Har Sinai, and the Rabban Shalom is going to give him the Torah, so the Rabban Shalom is filling in the Tagim. So he says to the Rabban Shalom, give me the Torah already. So he says, no, he has to put in the Tagim. So he says, what do you need? The Chachkalach is good the way it is. Give me the Torah now. So he says, no, it's going to come a Talmud Chacham Rabbi Akiva, he's going to darshan al kol kotz v'kot tili tilim shalalach. He's going to have a lot to say. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, what's he going to say already? What's he going to say? Show me, what does it look like? So like the Rabban Shalom shows him a video, and Rabbi Akiva is saying a shir. He couldn't follow anything. He said, where is it? And he had Chalisha Sadas, Chol Shaddai. Why did he have a Chalisha Sadas? He thought that he had distorted the whole religion. This is not the Torah Min HaShemayim. This is not what I heard from the Rabban Shalom. Where did he get this Gavra with the Hefta, with the Chalois, with the Kiyum, with the Malos, all the words? Moshe Rabbeinu never heard of the word. Until one of the Talmidim asked Rabbi Akiva, where did you get that from? So he says, Halacha Moshe Misina. So he realized Rabbi Akiva is not distorting the Halacha. It's just it was developed and developed and developed. Every generation built on what they had from the previous generation. And this is the way the Halacha turned out. It wasn't that he threw out, not that Rabbi Akiva threw out the old Torah and replaced it with his Torah. Everything was a development. It's interesting, the Gemara never quotes one drasha from Rabbi Akiva. Not only
on the Tagim.
Not only do we not paskin like Rabbi Akiva that he darshan's Tagim, the Gemara doesn't even quote a drasha to say that it's rejected. Nothing. The Gemara says he darshan al kol kotz v'kotz and every tag tilim shalalachas peka teira, and nothing is quoted. So it's interesting. Why did the Rabban Shalom put in the Tagim? Because it's going to be a Tana Rabbi Akiva, whose opinion we totally have rejected. But still, the Rabban Shalom put it in because Eilav Yelav Divi Lekim Chaim. That's one mahala. And the Chachamim and the Gemara have so rejected that they didn't even quote one mahala. All the drachim within reason, all the drachim within the Midrash HaTorah and Drash Hashem are acceptable. They developed over the generations. All the details to fill in and every mitzvah. So the Torah only gives a sketchy outline of the dinim, and then you have to read in between the lines to figure out the rest of the details of the dinim. So that's what the Midrash HaTorah and Drash Hashem are all about. So that's what, according to the Rambam, and according to the Chazon Ish, and according to the Netziv, and according to the way most assume. Not like Gratz, and not Gratz says that they invented the Torah Shebaal Peh. So that is our Kofer. They didn't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh Min HaShemayim. And it's not like the Rabbeinu Hirsch, that everything was Nemar Lo Moshe Misinai. We don't assume like that. Most assume the way the Rambam presented. Right. That's why he was upset. So the Pashtus is, the Torah Shebichsav was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. He was given a Mispah Halachas L'Moshe Misinai, right, to transmit, and he was given the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash Hashem. And he was told, and he told Moshe Rabbeinu that in every generation, the Rabbanim should darshan the Psukim to figure out the fill in the rest of the details of the Halachas, Kefi Havanas Seim, based on the way they'll understand the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash Hashem. In fact, the Medrash, there's a Medrash that says on the Pasuk, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to punish Sodom v'Amorah, so he says, Amchas ani mi Avraham es asher ani otzeh v'Avraham hoyo yeh l'goy godol, and so on. So the Medrash comments, the Bereishis Rabba comments on that Pasuk, Amchas ani, so the Pashup Shat in the Pasuk is that right? That I shouldn't tell, Rashi says, is that right that I shouldn't tell Moshe Avraham Avinu what's going to be? After all, he's going to yarshin the whole Eretz Lamed Aleph Amimim, and I'm going to destroy this area. This belongs to him. So I have to tell him in advance what I'm going to do, because it's going to affect his Yerusha. I think that's how Rashi says. So the Medrash has a different shot. Hamachasa Nimi Avraham, will I succeed in keeping it a secret from Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu figured everything out. The Gemara says, Avraham Avinu kept all of the dinim. So the Medrash says, how did he do it? He figured out. Kloyas Yotze, somehow he figured out. So the Medrash says, not only did he figure out all the dinim deraisa, he figured out all the dinim derabbanon. Afilu erevei tchumen, afilu erevei chatzeres, whatever, afilu erevei tchumen, erev tavshilin. And then the Medrash says on the pasuk, can I keep a secret from Avram? He figures out everything. He even figures out the chidush etar that we're mechadish in the bezon shalmaila every day. So the medrash said he's going to find out anyway. He knows all of my secrets. He has the ability. Hamachaser, will I succeed in keeping it a secret? Rashi learns Pashup Shad, is it Yoshadik that I shouldn't tell him? Is that his territory? I have to tell him in advance. But the Medrash has a different shot. Hamachaser, will I succeed in keeping a secret? I won't succeed. He's going to figure out the secret anyway. So the Medrash speaks about the possibility, not the possibility, the fact that the Bezon Shalmaila is Mechadish every day. So if the Bezon Shalmaila is Mechadish every day, whatever that means, so the Bezon Shalmata could be Mechavin to the Chidushim of the Bezon Shalmaila. So there's a lot of dynamism in Torah. Not only that, the halacha says that a bezdin in a later generation has the right to reverse a psak from an earlier bezdin. You have in the Gemara a lot of times. You have Mishnah Rishayna and Mishnah Achreina. Bezdin Shalachreihem Amru. So the Gemara calls it, this is Mishnah Rishayna and this is Mishnah Achreina. So very often you have it benegeh to dinim derabbanan. Sometimes you have it benegeh to dinim deraisa. They had a machlekes. The Mishnah Rishayna, the earlier Tanoim paskin in one direction, and the later Tanoim paskin fakir. And there's no kasha. We have a klal in bezin yochel abatel dibe bezin chaverim can go to hemena b'chokma the minion. The later bezin can only repeal takana that the earlier bezin made if they're greater b'chokma or the minion. So the rishonim say that the rishonim comments on that. That's only in a takana derabban. If they want to repeal a takana derabban, if you're arguing about what a din deraisa is, you don't have to have godel b'chokma the minion. Ein luchay l'shef it should be amecha. The pasuk says. So the Gemara asks, what are you going to go to the kever of Rav Chaim Moser and ask him what the din is? Going to go to the kever of the Vilna Gaon and ask him what the din is? He's not going to tell you the din. Of course you have to go to the Hashiyah b'yamim ha'im. The Gemara says, no, it means Rav Chaim Moser published the Sefer. The Vilna Gaon printed his opinions. And the Shofet Hashiyah b'yamim ha'im, Rav Moshe Feinstein disagrees with Rav Chaim Moser. And Rav Moshe is the first one to say Rav Chaim Moser was bigger than him, and he says the Vilna Gaon was bigger than him. But nonetheless, Rav Moshe disagrees. So the halacha says you have to follow the Shofet Hashiyah b'yamim ha'im. You have to listen to the Bezin. And your generation, despite the fact that it's not Gadol b'chokhmah v'minyan, is not greater than the earlier Bezin. So that's what the Taisus and Rosh Hashanah quotes on Daf Tes. They quote it from the Yerushalmi like that. The Rambam quotes it. And the Ilchus Mamrim like that. That halacha of Gadol b'chokhmah v'minyan only goes if you want to repeal a takona de rabbanan, but if you're arguing how to darshan the midrash atarna dreshes pem, zayn lecha l'shef it should be amecha. Yishalmi has it in the beginning of Shviyas. The Mishnah says that in the days of Bishame Bishilu Bizman Abayis, Hilul Lishame were 100 years before the Churban Abayis. The Gemara says in Shabbos in the first pair. So the Beis Hilul and the Beis Shammai, they didn't live. Hilul and Shammai didn't live to see the Churban Abayis. It was way after they died. It was already a Beis Hilul and a Beis Shammai. So already Bizman Abayis, there was Beis Hilul and Beis Shammai. They all subscribed to the institution of Tosefes Shviyas. Not only during Shnas HaShmita, you're not allowed to do Avodas HaKarka. Even a month or two or three before, you're not allowed to do Avodas HaKarka. And then, years later, comes Rabbi Gamliel, and he abolishes the whole institution of Tosefes Shviyas. So the Yerushalmi Frek Takasha, that's on the first mission of Shviyas. Did Rabbi Gamliel have such an attitude? He thought that it was greater than the Beis Hillel and the Shammai together? How could it be that he thought it was greater than the Beis Hillel and the Shammai? So the Yerushalmi answers, no. This is not an issue of a din derabbanan. B'shosha asru la mikra samchu. B'shosha hitiru la mikra samchu. They were fighting about what the din deraisa. Beis Hillel and the Shammai darshan psukim. And they were led to believe, based on the way they read the psukim, that it's a din deraisa, that you have to have Tosefes Shviyas. And Rabbi Gamliel had a right to disagree with the Beis Hillel and the Beis Shammai. That's what you always have in the Gemara. Mishnah Rishonim with the Mishnah Achrei. And every generation, they have a right to disagree. That's what the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim. So there's a famous Kesef Mishnah there by Rabbi Yosef Kahn, the side of the Rambam. So Frekta Akasha, if in every generation they have a right to disagree with what they said in the earlier generation, so how come the Gemara will quote a memra from an Amora? And then they'll ask, how can he say that? Yeah, but all the Tanoim, Zogun Fakert, how can he take on all the Tanoim if there's a Machlokes HaTanoim? So he's entitled to hold like another Tanoim. But if all the Tanoim say Pe'echod one way, how can the Amora disagree? So the Gemara says, Tiyufta, Abgifrei, Tiyufta, he's wrong. Why is he wrong? So Lazong, I disagree with all the Tanoim. If you have a right to disagree, say, why can't he disagree? So the Kesef Mishnah says, Anachanami, they do have a right to disagree. Tiyufta doesn't mean that he has no right to disagree. He says, the Amoraim accept it as a matter of policy. They're not going to disagree with all the Tanoi. They didn't feel that they're on such a high madrega of learning. They felt there was a Yeridus HaDoris. They felt that if all the Tanoim, if there's a Machlekes HaTanoim and the majority held one way, and that was a Psak HaMekubal and the Tfufas HaTanoim like the majority, but there was always a minority who disagreed. So the Amoraim didn't feel uncomfortable to reverse the Psak and Paskin like the minority. The Kama Mekaimus in the Gemara. Who the Sabar Kahachtana? The Tanya, they dig up at the Sefta, some and some disagreed. But if all the Tanoim Zogun Faker, so the Amoraim were not going to disagree with the Tanoim. But he says, strictly speaking, they had a right to disagree with the Tanaim also. There's no halacha that says an Amori can't disagree with a Tana. It's not a halacha. That's what Rav Chaim Soloveitchik commented also, the same as the Kesef Mishnah. The Gemara says that Rav Shmuel and Rav Yechon, they were all Tamidim of Rav Yudah Anasi. So they were all Amoraim. Rebbe was the end of the Tkufas HaTanaim. Sof HaMishnah. That's how the Gemara says. Rebbe, Rav Nosson are Sof. So even though that was the end of the period of the Tanoim and Rav was an Amira, so the Gemara says Rav Tana Hu Palik. Rav used to often disagree with Tanoim even though there was no Tana who would agree with him. Rav Tana Hu Palik. So whenever the Gemara says that Rav Tana Hu Palik, we always pass him like Rav who disagrees with the Tanoim. So there's a Taisus in the first Perik in Ksubis and Daf Chesa, Daf Zayin, where Taisus proves from the Gemara that Rav Yechon holds that Rav is not a Tana Hu Palik. Abichan holds that Rab did not have the right to disagree. So Rabbi Chana Vassaman writes that he asked the Kasha to Rab Chaim, we have a club whenever there's a machlekes Rab or Rabbi Yechanan, halachic Rabbi Yechanan. So if Rabbi Yechanan holds that Rab didn't have the right to disagree with the Tanaim, so you have to follow Rabbi Yechanan. And whenever it says in Shas, Rab Tanu Hu Palak, we always pass him like Rab. So how can it be? How can you pass him like Rab if Rabbi Yechanan holds it's wrong? Abichan holds he was an Amoira. So he says in Rav Chaim answered Zola Zayt na Amora, and Amora has a right to disagree also. What is halacha l'moshe misina that only an Amora can't disagree with that? There is no halacha like that. So what he said was the same. That's what the Kesef Mishnah said. There's no din that says an Amora can't disagree with a Tana. It was a matter of policy. A matter of policy that, look, if you hear there's an issue, there's a shaila. I can dehead this opinion, I can dehead that opinion. I think this way sounds better than that way. But then you've got to tell me that all the Tanoim say the other way. So I say, okay, I changed my mind. Masking with all the Tanoim. But let's say there's an issue, and I say, absolutely doesn't make any sense at all. The only Mahalach is this way. It doesn't make sense to say the other. Then they're going to tell me, but all the Tanoim say Fakir. I say, still, it doesn't make any sense. I'm not Mekabel. So an Amora has a right to disagree with the Tan. It's not a Halacha. When the Amora could see this view and that view, and then they tell him, but he had an Atiyas Hadas, he thought that this one makes more sense. And it says in Shulchan Aruch that a Chacham, Amar Rahara, has a right to Paskin even without a Raya Brura. You can Paskin even based on a slight Atiyas Hadas. If he has a slight Atiyas Hadas, even Lahokil, he has a right to Paskin Lahokil. So if it's an Amayra who has a slight Atiyas Hadas in one direction, then they tell him about all the Tanoim Halten Fakir. So he says, Nish Gezakt. So he holds like all the Tanoim. But Rav was insistent. He says, no, I stick to my guns, I don't want to give in. Who had the Nami? Any Amor. If any Amor would insist, he does not mask him with the Tanoim. He has a right to disagree. The Ramban and the Mohammed has in the end of Baba Kama a list of various places. One of the lists in Hagoizel, one of the last Hagoizels in the end of Baba Kama, he has a list of places where we pass like Amoraim against all the Tanoim. Where the Tanoim, no one of the Tanoim supports the Amor. We do Paskin like the Tanoim, because there is no such halacha that you can, that the Amoraim don't have a right to disagree with the Tanoim.
The Gemara says Rav Tana Hu Palak, and it would appear that on the strength of his being that a Tanoi can be Macholik.
Means he never had this attitude. All the Amoraim had an attitude that they're not going to take on all the Tanoim. Rav never accepted this attitude. His attitude was he's equal, has the right to express his opinion even with a slight Matias Adas against everybody. He never accepted this attitude that all the other Amorim had, but it's not a halachic issue. Tanan Amor is not a halachic issue. Okay, same thing. I don't remember. But our Rab, I think we do, we always do. The Amorim, the late Amorim, have a right to disagree with the earlier Amorim. So that's what the Ramah writes in Choshen Mishpat, the Simen Chof Hei, is the Simen about Tor B'Shikal Adas. if the Bezin made a mistake, so when did they reverse the psak, and when can they not reverse the psak? When are they mechuyev to reimburse the person because it's their mistaken psak that caused them a hefsed mamon? That's all discussed in Simcha Pei, very complicated sugya of Shikal Adas from Sanhedrin. So the Ramah writes, it says in the Gemara that Tor B'Dvar Mishneh is Lav Davke Din that state in Mishnayis. Even an often the Gemara is also called Tor B'Dvar Mishneh, and even if it's in the Tshuvas Hagoyim, it's also called Tor B'Dvar Mishneh. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So then the Ramah writes, what if it says in the Tshuvas Hagoyim like this, and we look in it and we don't agree? We don't agree with the Goyim, and we think that it's wrong. So what do you do? So the Ramah says you should consult your contemporaries and present your argument, so they may be able to explain to you where your mistake is, why the Goyim are right. What if I present my argument to my contemporaries and they all think that I'm right, they think the Goyim are wrong? So he says, so you're not allowed to pass him like the Goyim, you have to pass him the way you think. Just like the Amoraim have a right to disagree with the Tanaim, so the Achrayim, the Ramah lived in the 1500s. He says we have a right and an obligation to express our honest to goodness opinion. We have a right to disagree with the Rishonim, with the Goyim. So let's say you don't agree with what Rabbeinu Rav Ashi say. You live in the 1500s and it doesn't make any sense what it says in the Gemara. So he says, no, that's as far as it goes. He says, the Gemara says, Aloshin, Rabbeinu Rav Ashi, Soifai Roh. Rabbeinu Rav Ashi, Soifai Roh. The Gemara quotes that from the Sifrei Shalodim Arishon. It says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, that was a tremendous ness. He created Yesh Mayayin. So he's not going to, Gemara has an expression, the Baruch Shalom is not going to do a ness levatola. He's not going to do a ness, a wasted ness. So he did a ness, obviously he's leading to some Achris Hayamim. He created a world in order to lead to a certain result in the end. So the Gemara assumes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is guiding all of history from behind the scenes, and he's also guiding the development of the halacha over the generations to make sure that it comes to the maskana that he wants. That's why the Gemara, that's why we say in the davening, the pasuk says Hashem Yishmochama Hashem Shmo, that the Rabbanu Shlom is the Baal Melchamas, because every Mochama usually is a turning point in development of world history. So the Rabbanu Shlom is behind all of the Melchamas. That's what we don't understand. How is he behind the Second World War? The Baruch Shalom was behind it. That's what he wanted. So that's Akasha. We have a lot of Akashas. It's Akasha because we believe that the Baruch Shalom is the Baal Mohammed. So how can it be in all the Mohammeds in Eretz Yisrael? Why does he allow this to happen? Zagut Akasha. So that's the Kasha of Tzadik V'Ra'ala Rosh HaVatavla. Zagut Akasha. If the Baruch Shalom is behind the scenes, seeing to it that history is going to develop the way he wants it, this is the way he wants it, it doesn't make any sense. Akasha. Okay. So that's the Kasha. So the Gemara says that when Adam Rishon opened up his eyes, the Gemara says in the first parak in Avodah Zarah, they quote Psukim from Eov, when Adam Rishon, when the Rebbeinu Shlom created him and he opened up his eyes, the Rebbeinu Shlom already showed him the Sifrei Shel Adam Rishon. Zeh Sefer told the Sodom, he showed him the Sifrei Shel Adam Rishon, he showed him Dor Dor V'Dorshav, Dor Dor V'Chachamav, Dor Dor Manhigov, and so on. So the Gemara has snatches from this Sifrei Shel Adam Rishon. This is the whole plan for the whole development of history, world history, Jewish history, in the history of the halacha. So the Gemara only quotes those sections that are relevant for Torah, for the history of the halacha. So the Gemara quotes, the Gemara says there in Bav Metzian, Daf Pehei, that Rav Shmuel learned by Rabbi Yudah Anasi, and then before that they didn't have a smicha program, and after 4 years they got smicha. They learned, and when they were interested in taking a rabbanis, so then Rabbi would give them smicha. So Rav went and he got his faher. They got Yore, Yodin, Yatabchur. He didn't get Yatabchur. He got Yore, Yodin, he didn't get Yatabchur. Then Shmuel went, so there was a rabbinical conference, and then there was something, and then was a vacation, and then the train was going to Bavel, and he didn't get Smicha. So they all felt terrible that Shmuel didn't get Smicha, and he's going to go to Akil, he's not going to have Smicha. So somebody who knew what it said in the Sifrei Shel Adam Rishon said, Azoi Shtet in Sifrei Shel Adam Rishon, that there's going to come a generation, there's going to be Rav Shmuel, and Rav is going to get Smicha, and Shmuel is not going to get Smicha. Shmuel Yarchino, he's going to be a scientist, Chacham Yiskiri, Rebbe Lo Yiskiri, he's not going to get Smicha. So that's part of the Sifrei Shel Adam Rishon. Then it says also in the Sifrei Shel Adam Rishon, Rebbe Rav Nosson Sof HaMishneh, Rabbeinu Rav Ashi Sof HaRuah. So the Marsha understands, the Marsha and the Chazon Ish understand that these things are crucial, not Stam Mises. These things are crucial. Lahaloche. What's the significance of this? That Shmuel is not going to get smicha, Rav is. So the Marsha writes in the Chidushi Agoda that that's probably why the Gemara says Hilchas Kerabi Isuri. that we usually pass on Rab and Issa the Heter, because Menah Shamayim, they wanted Rab to get smicha that his opinion should be accepted in Issa the Heter, and Shmuel's opinion should not be accepted. That's how the Maharsha says. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramos says that this statement that the Gemara has, Rabina Rabashi Soifai Roa, is also a halachic statement. Halachic statement meaning what? That in the 1500s we have a right to disagree with the Tshuvas HaGoyim. The Amoraim have a right to disagree with the Tanoim. The Gemara says in the Baisheni they disagreed with the way they did Nisach Hayayin and Kufas Bais Rishon. The Gemara says in Bais Rishon they did it one way. And then there was, from the beginning to the end, for 410 years they did Nisach Hayayin one way. And then the Bais was Chore for 70 years and they built the Bais Sheni. There were people that still remembered. The Psukim say there were old timers who remembered the Bais Rishon. They hung up a sign under new management and they did the Nisach HaYayin differently. They darshan the Pesukim differently. So the Sfasem is on the Gemara Zorach and Fek Kakasha. You mean for 410 years in Bais Rishon they weren't Yotze, they did it wrong? So he has a whole Teretz al Pi Chasidus, Kabbalah and Chasidus. Usually in the Chidushim on the Gemara just goes Halacha. So the Pashtus says that it's not a Kasha. That's Halacha. Vasa la Shefet HaShir B'yamim HaHim. When you have a Mishnah Rishonah with a Mishnah Achrona, so when the Tkufa of the Mishnah Rishonah, you have to follow the Mishnah Rishonah, and the later Tkufa, you have to follow the Mishnah Achrona. So during the Bais Rishon, they darshan the Psukim one way, that's the way they had to do it. And the Tkufa's Bais Sheni, they knew what the precedent was, but the Halacha doesn't necessarily follow precedent. We don't place so much emphasis on precedent. You look in the Psukim, En lo chal shefet shabi amecha, yiftach b'dar, kishmol b'dar. Came by Shani, they thought that the more correct way to darshan the Psukim was a different way. So they made the Nisach HaYayin the way they understood. So Nishkin Kasha, we have it all the time. That's Mishnah Rishon and Mishnah Achrona. They very often change the Psak. On issues there, Raisa, where there's an Issa Koreis, they would reverse the Psak. From one generation to the other, you don't have to be Gadol B'chacham Minyan. So the Bais Sheni have the right to reverse the Psak from the Tkufas Bais Rishon. The Amoraim have a right to reverse the Psak from the Tanoim. The Achrayim have a right to reverse the Psak from the Goyim. But this not. Rabbeinu Ravashi, Sofer Ro'a, whoever comes after Rabbeinu Ravashi cannot disagree with the conclusions of the Gemara. Why? That's Al Pidin, the end of a period. It's a halachic statement. That's what the Ramor in Chosh Mishpat Simich Hafei writes like that. Even though we have a right to disagree with Rishonim and with Goyim, but you can't disagree with the Maskanas of Gemara because Rabbeinu Ravashi, Sofer Ro'a. What does that mean? What do you mean, Sofer Ro'a? So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik gave the following biur. He used to say, there's a Igeres Rav Shreirgon, a famous Igeres Rav Shreirgon, a Shaila historical, there are two versions of Igeres Rav Shreirgon. There's a Shaila, when did they start teaching Mishnayis mitoch haksav? We say Rebbe edited the Mishnayis. He didn't compose the Mishnayis, he wasn't the author. The Mishnayis were there way before, generation before Rebbe. He edited the Mishnayis. So after he edited the Mishnayis, then they wrote it down and then they studied in the yeshivas Metoch HaKsav or not. So this is an issue that there are two versions in the Igeres Rav Shreirgon. So the way most of the Achrayim assume, and now most of the historians assume also, is that not until the days of Ravine Ravashi did they start teaching Mishnayis Metoch HaKsav. After they edited the Mishnayis, they still taught the Mishnayis Baal Peh. They were still reciting it Baal Peh, but they had recited the edited version the way Rebbe had edited it. So that's where Moshe Soloveitchik taught the Pshat is in the Gemara. Kozman, that you're still transmitting the Torah Shabbat Peh. Baal Peh, the way it's supposed to be, Dvarim Shabbat Peh, you're not supposed to transmit a Mitoch HaKsav. You're not supposed to give a Shir on Mishnayis from a written Mishnah. You're supposed to recite it Baal Peh. So Kozman, that they were still reciting the Torah Shabbat Peh and transmitting the Torah Shabbat Peh, Baal Peh, then the Masorah was more of the Tokfoy. Even though in some generations they knew how to learn better than others and they were closer to Moshe Rabbeinu and they were further away, but that's the halacha. Anyone has the right to disagree with those who came in the earlier generation. The Amoraim can disagree with the Tanoim, and in the Bais Sheni they can disagree with the Bais Rishon. But after they started to teach the Torah Shebaal Peh, Mitoch HaKsav, Al Pi Din, it's still Torah Shebaal Peh, but Al Pi Din it's a Pegima and a Mesira of the Torah Shebaal Peh. It's still not a halachically, it's not the same level of Mesira as Torah Shebaal Peh. It's not being transmitted Baal Peh. It's not that it's an Issa, the Loshon HaGemara, Iyater HaShoy. You're not allowed to learn the Mitoch HaKsav. So the Achrayim, the Rishonim, Eska Kasha. So how did they allow writing down in the Torah Shabbat for everybody's over an Issa? The Gemara says, Eslas HaShem Beferet HaRasecha. What does it mean, Eslas HaShem Beferet HaRasecha? The Rashi writes on the Mishnah in the last Perek in Brachas, in Perek Haroya, the Mishnah has a different case, that there was Shol B'Sholom, Shol Shelo Shalom B'Shem. You can mention Shem Hashem when you say Bruchim Atem L'Hashem. So the Mishnah quotes the Pasuk, Eslat Hashem Afer Teresecha. So Rashi says, we permit you to do a Dovah HaNira Yisr. Now do we permit you to do Dovah HaOsur? What do you mean Dovah HaOsur? That's the conservative tying it with the Puzbal story. They're still hacking about the Puzbal. So the Mishnah says, Eslas Hashem Afer Teresecha. Rashi writes on that Mishnah, we allow you to do Dovah HaNira Osur, something that borders on Yisr, it looks like it's something fishy, but it's not really an Yisr. So what's taka? The Achrayim discuss it. What's taka over here? The Gemara says, "Dram shebal peh he atarashor the yomer miksav." You're not permitted to teach him mitoch haksav. So aren't we all in violation? Mikum v'yaseh. So Rishonim say it doesn't mean that you're not permitted. If you have the opportunity to transmit Torah shebal peh, you should do so, because that's the mesirah. That's the way it's supposed to be bishlei musa. But if you're afraid, if you're going to insist on transmitting Torah shebal peh, it's going to be forgotten. So under the circumstances, you better transmit it mitoch haksav. You're not over an iser, just that the mitzvah will not be bishlei musa. But if you're going to do it bishlei musa, you're going to forget it. There's going to be more shalom bishlei musa. Too much is going to be forgotten. So under the circumstances, hatmanish kembrer. But al pi halacha, once they started to teach the Torah shebal peh mitoch haksav, so al pi din the chachmei haTorah, the balei halacha, after the period of Ravina Ravashi, you have al pi din a lower level of Balei HaMasorah. So that's what Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said, that's what the Gemara means. Ravina Ravashi, Soif Hairoah, because the concept of Hairoah only applies to Torah Shebal Peh. The Gemara says, there's no Hairoah on Torah Shebichsav. The Gemara says, Zulkrei Bei Rav, ask a child in Cheder what it says in Chumash. If the Bez Nagol made a mistake, the Dafyami people are learning Hurrius now. Are they finished Hurrius already?
No,
so soon finish.
Okay.
So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin we had in a hurry, so food place, the Gemara says if the Bez Nagadol makes a mistake on a Dover Ashatzuk in Modimbo, something in Chumash, that's not called a Hairoah. There's no Hairoah on Torah Shebichsav. Or if the Bezna acquitted someone in a case of Din and the Fashas because they pushed forgot, they forgot that Abedizor shall Kesef is also. They thought only Abedizor shall Zohav is Chayv Misa. They thought Abedizor of wood is not Chayv Misa. And then they realized they made a mistake. So that's not called Yotzimi Bezna Zaka Imachzin also Lechayva. The Psak has to be a mistake in Torah Shebal Peh. Mistake in Torah Shebichsav. There's no Hayru on Torah Shebichsav. So when it says Ravino Avashi Soif Hayru, means that that's the end of the period of Hayroah, the full Hayroah, because up until the days of Rabbeinu Avashi, there was a full transmission of Torah Shebal Peh. After their generation, we're still transmitting Torah Shebal Peh, but it's on a lower level Al Pidin. So those who are a lower level of Chachmei HaMasorah have no right Al Pidin to disagree with those who are on a higher level of Masur. Why is it that we talk so much about Tanoim and Amoraim? If we said the Amoraim have a right to disagree with the Tanoim, so why do we say so the Kesef Mishnah said they were Mekabel on themselves, it was an attitude that they accepted because of the Yeridus Hadairus, etc. So the Vilna Gaon says he thinks it's a little more than that. In the same Sifra Shalot Demarishan it says that Shmuel Chacham Yiskiri, Rabbi Lo Yiskiri, Rabbi Ravashi, then it says Rabbi Rav Nosson Asof HaMishnah. So that seems to be relevant. Rabbi Rav Nosson Sof HaMishnah, and that's the end of the Tanoim's period, and then come the Amoraim's period. So what's it does, if that appears in the Sefer Shalot HaMarishan, sounds like that's not an attitude that the Amoraim had an attitude of humility, a policy, a matter of policy that they don't want to disagree. So it sounds like there is something al pi halacha. So that's what they quote in the name of the Vilna Goyen. The Gemara quotes, and Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara quotes a Braisa, Gemara in Avodah Zarah has in the first parak, the added tradition that the world is going to last 6,000 years. That's what the Rekech writes on the first Pasuk, Bereshit Bar Lekim Es HaShemayim V'Sorot, there's six Aleph. He says, Aleph is 1,000. Aleph is Aleph is 1,000. So that's a mocker for this. The Shis Alfin Shnin Havi Alma. The world's going to last 6,000 years because it says six Alephs in the opening post. So the Gemara breaks down the 6,000 years and it says the first 2,000 years, Shnei Alephim Tohu. There was nothing going on. And then after that, Shnei Alephim Torah, and then Shnei Alephim Yemos HaMashiach. So what do you mean Shnei Alephim Torah? When did the Shnei Alephim Torah begin? And it says that Avraham Avinu was preaching Anefesh Hashirasa Becharon, that's the beginning of the Shnei Alafim Torah. And how do you know that that's when that happens? So the Gemara says that if you look in the Chumash, it says how old Adam Arishon was when he gave birth to Shais, and how old Shais was when he gave birth to Enosh, and so on. Just make the calculation. So it says that Avraham Avinu was born in 1948, Libriya Soilam. 1948, so then when he was 52, the Gemara says, a Gemiri, we have a tradition, when Avraham Avinu was 52, that's when he started preaching monotheism. That's HaNefesh HaShirasa Bechora. So that's called the beginning of Shnei Alofim Torah. Goldman is learning Torah privately by himself, that's not called Torah. But when he's preaching Torah to the masses, that's called the beginning of the Shnei Alofim Torah. So that goes until the year 4000 Libriya Soilam, and then starts Shnei Alofim Mimos HaMashiach. But Mashiach didn't come. So the Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean Mashiach will come in the year 4000. It means Mashiach can come any time from the year 4000 till the year 6000, can come any time. So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, in the first pair of quotes, a brisa that was written by the Tanaim before the year 4000, with Bri'as Olam. So the Tanaim say, you better not buy real estate in Chutz Laretz around the year 4000 Bri'as Olam. You may lose your pence. Mashiach can come any day, and you lose your whole investment, because we're all going to leave territories on the going, we'll buy it for a penny. So you're going to lose all your money. So it doesn't mean that Mashiach is not coming. It means Mashiach can come any time in this period. And the Medrash said that's what they told Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva thought that Bar Kochba was the Melech HaMashiach, so they told him, what are you talking about? It's not yet the year 4000. Usually the way we calculate the year 4000 was the year 240, according to the Christian counting. Rabbi Akiva lived before the year 240. The Churban Bayis Sheni was in the year 70. And Bar Kochba was after that, around 70 years later. He thought this, just like there were 70 years before Bais Rishon, in between Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni, it's going to be 70 years between the Bais Sheni and Bais HaShlishi. So he thought around the year 140 is going to be Bias HaMashiach. And they told him, what are you talking about? It's not going to be before the year 240, because Shnei Alofim Mimos HaMashiach, Adain Lo Higia. That's how the Yerushalmi says. It's not Shaykh anymore. It's not Shaykh that Mashiach should come before then. The Gemara says they would have made Chizkiyahu a Melech, the Melech HaMashiach, if not for the fact that he didn't say Hallo. So I think the Marsha says the Ribbono Shel Olam would have changed the plan. But based on the original plan, based on the agenda, it's not supposed to be. They couldn't have said the Imam. We can only say Imam B'chol Yom Sheyovai after the year 4000. So the Gemara makes such a statement that you have Shnei Alofim Torah, it ends in the year 240, and then you have Shnei Alofim Mimos HaMashiach. So the Marsha Frek Dakasha, but I'm learning, I live after the year 240. I'm learning, what about all the Amaroyim, what about all the Rishonim, what about all the Achronim, we're still around, the Chazon Ish says, what about me? What about everybody else? So the Marsha says on the Gemara, it doesn't mean only Shnei Alofim Torah, and that's it. It begins in the year 2000 and ends in the year 4000. No. First was 2000 years Tohu. And then begins the Tkufa of Torah, which continues on. The Yimos HaMashiach, that only begins from the year 4000. But the Torah continues on later also. That's how the Marsha writes in Avodah Zarah. So the Chazon Ish is not happy with the Marsha. He says, the Shnei Alofim Tohu is only the Shnei Alofim. The Shnei Alofim HaMashiach is only. And in the middle, Shnei Alofim Torah, so the Marsha says it doesn't mean that. Meaning it begins the year 2000, and it continues to go even past it. It more sounds like it's only the 2000 years. So the Chazon Ish says he doesn't think that it means that. And he thinks that the year 240, which roughly corresponds to, we assume that the year 1940 was the year 5700, give or take a couple of hundred years. So if you should assume like that, if you assume the way we assume, the way we count here in America, the way we count now in the world, so we assume the year 1940 was 5700, so the year 4000 corresponded to the year 240. So Rabbeinu HaKadosh died around the year 220. So that's what the Chazon Ish says. It is relevant. Shnei Alofim Torah doesn't mean that after the Shnei Alofim Arab, no one's learning Torah. Well, he can't. No, I'm learning Torah. The Mashal is learning Torah. All the Amorim, all the Rishonim, all the Achronim. He says no. Torah means to machen Torah, to shafen Torah, to darshan, to come up with new drushes, to be mecharish na'izachen. That can only be done in the Shnei Alofim Torah. He says the Amorim had no right to make up new drushes, to come up with new ideas. Because they all lived after the Tkufas HaTanoim. He says, and that's what it means in the Loshin, in the Sifre Shel Adam Arishon. This Sifre Shel Adam Arishon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Adam Arishon when he opened up his eyes. He said, I created the whole world, and I'm guiding, and I made a nest, and the nest is not going to be wasted. My world is going to do what I want. I'm gonna see to it that it leads to the Achras Hayama the way I want, and the Torah should be developed the way I want. So in the Sifra Shalom Arishon, he showed him Dor Dor Dorsha Dor Dor Chachama. He showed him Rabbi Akiva sitting and learning, the same Rabbi Akiva who was shown to Moshe Rabbeinu years later. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed it to other Marishan also. That was part of this agenda, part of the plan. So he showed them that Rabbi Ravashi Soif HaRua, that's one halachic concept. That was the end of the fullness of the period of the Mesira of the Torah Shebal Peh. After Rabbi Ravashi, because they were teaching Torah Shebal Peh, Mitoch HaKsav, so it was a lower level of HaRua, lower level of Mesira's Torah Shebal Peh. And Rabbi Ramnos and Sof HaMishnah is also, that corresponds roughly to the end of the 2,000 years of Torah. So the people from the later generation have a right to disagree with the earlier ones, okay, but they can't come up, Amarayim Alpi didn't have a right to disagree with the Tanayim, fine, but they can't come up with a new drusha. They can't, you read in between lines, it's like after Hakamas HaMedina, so the people, a lot of people were saying, Medina, you have to come up with Hilchas Medina, you have to come up with new halachas for the Medina. You can't just apply the old dinim, Pikuach Nefesh, and Safi Pikuach Nefesh, and Sek, gotta invent new dinim. You can't invent new dinim. But Kufas, Shnei Alochim Torah, you can be Kaveh new dinim. That's what the Chazanish talks about in Hilchas Trefus. He talks about this. He says, the Tanoim who lived in the Shnei Alochim Torah were Kaveh the Hilchas Trefus based on what medical science knew at that time. And once they were Kaveh that these are the laws of Trefus, even if in later generations everything changes and it doesn't correspond to reality, a lot of the things in Hilchas Trefus don't make sense today. So he says, as I bleibt the halacha, because the kviyas of the halacha is the darshaning, the developing of new ideas in halacha, has to take place in the Shnei Halachim Torah. The Vilna Gaon says it's going to change, we say in the end of Pirkei Avos. In the end, Pirkei Avos really has five prokim. And the sixth perik is really a brisa.
Yeah.
So we have this towards the end of the fifth perik, and the Gros says that it's a misprint, should really be the last mission in the fifth perik. It says, Yirotzen Shebanem Beis HaMikdash Meher, here we have at the end of Mishnah Chav Gimel, and then we go weiter, Mishnah Chav Dalet, Mishnah Chav Hei, Mishnah Chav Vav. So the Gros says the mistake. This line at the end of Mishnah Chav Gimel really belongs at the end of the whole Pirkei Avos. Yirotzen Mofanach Hashem HaKenel Kevashem Shebanem Beis HaMikdash Meher, Meirem Secha Kenem Besar HaSecha. So we have it in the Shemana Esra every day. So he asks, what kind of a lashon is that? Yeah. What has one got to do with the other? Shebanem Beis HaMikdash, that's one bakasha. Secha Kenem Besar HaSecha is a different bakasha. What's the connection? So he says, no, of course it's a connection. It says in Megillah Secho that Melachel v'Sareh Bagoyim ain't Torah. After the Churban Abayis, there's no Torah. What do you mean there's no Torah? The Vilna Gaon is here, the Marsho is there, the Amoraim are there. The answer is no one has the right to darshan to come up with new dinim. You can just juggle around, like Rav Moshe writes at Shuva, anything we learned in the yeshiva. We're just juggling around. Nacha Gemara and a Mishnah here and a Mishnah there and a Pasuk there. No one's developing a new din, Yesh Me'ayin. No one has the right to come up with a new din. That's because we live after the Shnei Halachim Torah. But when we'll rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, then the Vilna Gaon says, we'll be able to be Mechadish new halachas again. We'll have the Sanhedrin and the Lishkas Hagozes. We'll have the Hashuas Hashchin, and they'll be able to be Mechadish new din. That's what we assume, that the Beis HaMikdash is not just the Mokam HaKrovis HaKarbonis, not just the Beis Tfilah, Ki Beis HaBeis Tfilah Yikori L'chol HaMim. The Kuzari writes that it's the Mokam of HaShuas HaNevuah. He says, all of the Nadim Flegen Zachalim Aldrein Arun the Beis HaMikdash. And then the Yerushalmi says that where did Yoinah get his Nevuah from? He was once Oilo L'Regel and Shor Sol of Shechina. He says, when you go to the Beis HaMikdash, that's where you get all of the Nevuah. The Mokar of all Nevuah has to be in Beis HaMikdash. Simchas Beis HaShoeva, yeah. Shemisham Shav Ruach HaKodesh, and the Beis HaMikdash is also the Mokam of Limud HaTorah, the Ikam Mokam of Limud HaTorah, both Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. The Torah Shebichsav, Moshe Rabbeinu gave them the Sefer HaZorah. He says he completed writing the Sefer Torah Ad Tumam, and then he gave it to the Levim. He said they should put it the Samta Moshe B'Tzad Aram B'Ris Hashem, and the Sefer HaZorah has a special status Al Pidin. The Sifrei says, whenever you have a suffix, what the spelling should be on a word, or what the word should be, you have to check in the Sefer HaZorah, see what it says. So the Beis HaMikdash is the official location for the authoritative text of the Torah Shebichsav, and Fashtetzel for the Torah Shebal Peh, the Sanhedrin and the Lishkas Hagozes. The Rambam starts off Hilchas Mamrim, there the Amudei Torah Shebal Peh, Viker HaHoiroh. That's the main source of all of the Psak of Torah Shebal Peh. So this was going on from the days of Avraham Avinu and Nefesh Hashurasa B'choran for 2,000 years till the end of the Tkufa Satanoim, till the end of the year 4,000, They were developing Torah, and then the Gemara says it's over, Shnei and Torah is over. So the Vilna Gaon says, but we will be restored to that state when it'll be Yiratzin Shabbatim Besamigdish Meheri Amenu. Then it's going to be Mesen Chakene Besarasech. We'll be able to learn Torah, to be Mechadish Torah. Not to say Ashtikal Torah, to be Mechadish Mamish Drushes, to come up with new. Ramesh comes up with drushes also, Rav Soloveitchik came up with drushes also, but not drushes that develop a new concept. A new concept, Shibud Nachosim, you know, something mamish, a new concept in Halacha. Over the generations, in the 2,000 years of Tardik, every generation they came up with new concepts that didn't exist before. It's not like the Rabbeinu Hirsch says. We don't assume like that, we assume like the Raman. The Torah was extremely dynamic. In every generation, there are Mechadish additional things. So the Shaila is, how does everything stim? On the one hand, he quotes Rabbeinu Hirsch, quotes his sources. And then we have so many sources that say fakert, that they were mechadish in every generation, they were developing new things. So we said, Kol ma shetamid vasik gazel lechadish is included. Moshe Rabbeinu was given the text of the Chamishu Chamshitur, and was given the Midrash HaTor and the Dreshes Bem, and he was told that they should darshan, and everything will be included. Yeah, that's what it means. That's what it means. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. He has in one of his, a few of his essays, he has a few, two or three of these, three essays, I think. He writes about this. We don't allow shinui, but we do allow chidush, fakir. The pasuk says in Shiraz Devarah, Yivchar Elohim Chadoshim, Oz Lachim Shorim. So the Pashup Pshat in the pasuk is that when the Jewish people decided they wanted to worship Avodah Zarah, Yivchar Elohim Chadoshim, so then they had the punishment was that Muhammad came and they weren't prepared for it. They didn't have any weapons to fight. So the Yalkut Shimoni writes on that pasuk an additional level of interpretation that the Lakim is Loshin Kodesh. Yivchar Elohim Chadosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cherishes Chidushei Torah, and that's why Bnei Yisrael want to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy Kibayochel. So that's why Oz Lachem Sham, so we make Melchamta Shal Torah. We pilpel a lot in Torah in order to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants Chidushei Torah. He cherishes Chidushei Torah. So Adrabah, Chidushim is part of Amasaira. We have a tradition that we want every generation to be Mechadish, Adrabah. But Shinui not. Chidushim yes and Shinui not. So how do you draw the distinction between a Shinui and a Chidush? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik explained in his essays. He says, a Chidush is Mibifnim. If you're using the Midrash HaTor and Reshes Behem, so there are many, many Midrash HaTor and Reshes Behem, so that's called Chidush. That's exactly. Kol ma shetamid vasid osid lechadish, not osid l'shanis, osid lechadish. Nemalol Moshe Misina, because Moshe Rabbeinu is given all the klalim, all the midrash atan udreshes benfus. If you're working minei ubei, this is all nemalol Moshe Misina that you should. Adarab, every generation should be mechadish. But if it's going to be shino, you're going to go mibachutz. You're going to come up with a new idea which is not based on midrash atan udreshes ben. So that's the klal. Los atar, los imoch lefes. That that we believe that the Torah is nitzchis because of the fact that that it's a description of Elokus, a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a lot of misunderstanding on these issues. Okay, good.